This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Hey everyone, and welcome to AfterBuzz. Today we have a great episode for you and an amazing panel. This is Sin City Showdown, episode 9.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
I'm just dancing,
you know.
Okay. We were really good with
Viva!
Oh, okay. Las Vegas.
I voted for Britney, I'm sorry.
Okay, like, Las Vegas.
Yeah.
Viva Las Vegas. Came alive. We don't
I was lost. I didn't know it was real.
You guys really don't know Elvis?
I know Elvis, but I don't know the songs.
No, not this one.
I was not an Elvis fan.
Oh, my God.
Like,
no.
I don't even think my grandpa was an Elvis fan.
I just went to his honeymoon getaway in Palm Springs, and it was so fun. It's like the same furniture and everything.
Oh, for your birthday?
Las Vegas. So yeah. Like I actually went on my birthday there.
Oh, nice.
So, wait, it has his actual...
It's actual furniture. It was... Elvis and Priscilla's honeymoon house, and then they called it that because it was like their getaway from LA, and then they kept the furniture. If y'all are ever in Palm Springs, go check it out. All right, so on our panel today, we have newest member, Ollie.
Yep, that's me, Yay. Ollie Dreamer. You can find me on all social media platforms at Ollie Dreamer, because I love you guys, and I love talking about the show. Tweet me, whatever, you know. Yeah.
Ollie made your way to the panel. How does that feel?
It's so awesome, and I didn't get jumped. I didn't get my bed thrown in the pool. You guys are so beautiful and nice. I got three of the baddest girls ever to my left, to my right. It's awesome. You guys are so amazing. When I first met Kristen, she gave me like chocolate with like alcohol in it, and it was so nice of her. I was like,
that was that bite candy thing?
Yeah, it was so good.
She knows how to get you drunk. I can
she
say
does.
That.
She really does.
It was melting at my house because I was like, oh, I don't want to drink ever again. You know how you're just like, I don't want to drink anymore. So I brought it to AfterBuzz, and like 2 days later, I'm having a cocktail.
It was so good.
It happens every time.
So, Miss Camilla.
Hello. I'm back.
How can everybody find you on social media?
You can find me on social media at The Real Camilla P, Instagram and Snapchat. And if you are still into Twitter, you can go on to I Am Camilla P.
How's Dylan doing?
Dylan is fine. Dylan had a birthday. Dylan is a bit much now. She has turned into a new person since she's been one. She's talking. She says mama. And she says, of course, she already said dada. And then she also says thank you. Like, thank you. Thank you. Like, so she's getting there. And I'm just so excited because it's like, oh my God, my baby's not a baby anymore. And she literally gets invited to every party.
She's popular.
I saw her on your Instagram. She was at what was the party? It was like she was a little pirate.
Oh yeah, it was Drea's son, Drew's birthday, which was a great theme. And Dylan was a pirate. She dressed up, and she's just so into dancing and music and everything. She really like has a good time, and I'm like, wow, that's mommy's personality.
turn up.
Yeah, she has a good time though. But
She's so cute. Oh,
have a baby so we can have some baby days.
I know I should.
I mean, you know when you're ready. I mean,
on my watch right now.
Literally.
I just love drinking so much.
I like
so
me.
How was that? I was not
you
drinking.
Know what? Not. I had like glasses of wine, but when I would drink the wine, I felt like Dylan didn't approve because she would do like some weird stuff in my stomach. So I felt so bad.
She already knows. She already knows.
Mama.
But that was something that I had to give up. And it's other stuff you have to give up too, you know?
Yeah.
Like your freedom.
Yeah. Like your freedom. Yeah. Your life. But your whole life changes.
Yeah. It's worth it. I feel like motherhood, you know, like I'm not a mom. But like
it's
sure.
It's definitely
like,
a serious situation. You know how before I used to be like, oh, it's just a baby. Like people can have a baby. And I'm just like, no. Mm-hmm. No wonder people go crazy. No wonder people. Every It's not for everybody.
Right. I'm thinking definitely say that. Either 5 to 7 years have my first baby. That's my plan.
Well, you know what? All my white friends have babies late. Their parents are like 70 when I was graduating high school. They're like,
I guess I'm
used to be like, oh my God, your grandpa. And they're like, no, Camila, that's my dad.
That's
I'm
my
like,
dad. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, Miss Kayla Carter.
Yes.
How are you doing?
Oh, good, good. Oh, thank you. Adjustment.
And how can everybody find you on social media?
Of course, you guys can find me at BadGirlKC. That's going to be the Twitter. The Twitter's been popping lately. Go check out that drama. And you can also find me on Instagram. That's going to be Back by Popular Demand. And that's with 2Ks, y'all. Hit me up. Follow me. Don't be a hater because you will get blocked immediately.
Don't block the haters. Let them flourish.
That's what somebody told me yesterday. Yeah. But I'm just
it takes
kinda,
too much time to block.
Yeah, you're right. But right now it's only a few people. Oh, okay. So when it gets super immense, because for the most part, people are always positive on my page. But as soon as I get like, I don't want it to be the first thing that I see when I wake up in the morning, especially when I'm dealing with other shit in my life. Let's be real, you know? So I just, right now, I'm gonna block it out until I can woosah through it and just read it and laugh at it. Because usually that's what I do, but right now,
I know what you mean. Some days are worse than others. Some days it's like, yes, oh, it gets you and ruins your day. But then most days it doesn't. You know, it's just be nice to people. Yeah. People on the internet are still people, everyone. All right. So, and you can find me everywhere at Kristen Kelly TV. I will leave a comment underneath asking you to go follow my YouTube channel. I did an interview with Kiki and Brie last week, and it's on my YouTube channel, and Kayla is also there. It's a really just like a sit-down interview, but we do answer some questions, and you get to know the girls better. So if you want to check that out, Kristen Kelly TV on YouTube. All right, so Sin City Showdown. Oh, also, I'm actually going to Vegas tomorrow. Oops. So I'm like...
Perfect timing.
I know. Like, it's actually happening tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm going to Vegas tomorrow. I still have to pack. And I'm going to be there next Tuesday. So Camila is going to take over as lead host. So I hope you guys still call in, watch, support.
They will.
So I'm very excited because Camila
She's got this.
Yeah, Camila's an amazing host.
Thank you.
And of course, your other panel members will still be here. So yeah, it's going to be a very fun show. All right, so Seven is going to DJ, and Key is going to rap, and then Key tells her mom, and she cries. What did you guys think about that? About the fact that she was getting the opportunity to go and to rap and to DJ?
Dope. I think that was amazing. Like, that was the first time for her to be able to showcase her skills, her, you know, her craft, and I think that that was good for even Bad Girls Club producers to even do that, because, like, that's a big thing. Like, you could put that on your resume.
And that was a real
club. And that was, like, a real club, and it looked like it was really packed. You know how sometimes they have, like, the fillers, and it makes it look like they're, it looked like it was a real club, real scene, and I think she did a good job.
I agree. It was lit. I thought it was really good. So, this is Fran's first time going to Vegas. Fran was turned up. That was the most fun I've like seen her have, but that was the most fun I feel like I've seen anybody have in this entire season. So I was happy. I was happy that she was like so excited about Vegas. So the girls go on a road trip. That was a little weird. It's a 45-minute flight.
Well,
I feel like they should have just sprung for them to get flights, you know?
Yeah.
And there's that
but
whole...
But it gets you like a time to... converse with each other.
Yeah,
you know?
more footage. Yeah, you can't film on the plane. And like, it was interesting because there's this whole drama situation last episode where like, oh, we got to split up. We don't want Key driving the whole. But like, they didn't split up. So that I don't know if anyone else caught that, but that was really interesting how they all just stayed in their own clique. So I don't know. Key drove the whole way to Vegas.
It's not that bad. It's only 3.5 hours.
It's not from LA to Vegas.
Yeah,
I'm too much of a.
I don't know.
I'm too much of a prissy bitch.
I mean, if you needed to, it's not like you know, it's the end of the world if you have to drive.
Yeah, my white ass. I always have to have like so much sunscreen on, and I have like a buff that I put over my face. I have a big hat. I'm like, I'm too high maintenance. I get what you're saying. Maybe a night drive I would do, but still, it's like 4 hours to 45 minutes. It's so easy. So. Key asks Shay to be her hype woman and to go out there on stage. And I thought that was really cool that she included her. Also, she did a great job when she did go on stage. I was shocked at how good she was. Because when she asked her, I thought that she was going to go up there and be like,
yeah,
hey, everybody, like, put your hands together for me, friend. But she went out there and she was like, hey, like, well, like, she was really good. I was
probably
shocked.
After a couple shots, you feel
that's
good.
That's true. That's true.
Up there, and then when the music is going and you're in the moment, it probably just felt right, you know?
Yeah.
She just was like, hey, Because she did a really good job.
She did an amazing job. She knew what she was saying. I was just really, at first when she asked her, I was like, that's weird she didn't ask Fran. Because, you know, that's what Fran, like.
No, I couldn't Fran see Fran.
Yeah, she wasn't going to ask. Nope.
Well,
nope.
I know that they're not friends. Yeah. But I'm saying the fact that she had, like, done the training and stuff.
Yeah.
So when she did ask Shay, I was like, is there going to be some, like,
yeah.
Is there going to be some, like, you know, like, hatred? And no, Fran was happy that she, Fran said she did great. Everybody said she did great. She did really good.
I'm just glad Shay didn't wear those feather dusters she like, made. Do you remember that? When she made the bra? And like, I'm glad. Because I saw those. She brought those to Vegas in her suitcase. I don't know anyone else. Anyone else caught that? I pay attention to detail. Just
saying. Oh, my God.
So they go to the hotel. That was a damn nice hotel. I was surprised. I didn't know anything like that existed in the, what was that, the Golden Nugget?
Well, I know about the Golden Nugget because it's the oldest. Like,
yeah, it's one of the oldest.
Yeah, I knew about it, but I didn't know they had such a nice.
There, but I didn't know they had, they must have revamped or something because it looks a little updated.
And they look nice.
It looked really
nice. The Golden Nugget is where my grandmother goes.
Yes.
When she goes to Vegas.
You know, so it's not really a nice hotel, but it was kind of like.
It's like historical.
Yeah, but it was surprising how nice the room, the suite was.
It's nicer than their apartment, I'll say that.
I know, I was like, damn, that was really nice.
So they were happy about that.
They're like, oh my God.
Well, okay, but as soon as they get into the hotel, we have, like, a big argument because there's four rooms in one suite, and then there's four beds, and there's three beds in another suite, and the girls that have four are in the three, and the girls that have three are in the four, and they kind of all are fighting. What did you think about that? Opinions?
Well, like, clearly, Key, she just went straight to, oh, well, this trip's all about us. It's not about you. And I'm like, well, you're all in Vegas. Like, don't you all want to be together? Like, I didn't really understand where Key was coming from. I don't know, like, I was like, Key, stop. Like, why? I don't understand why she's so mad, because, like, you have a huge opportunity. I know you're stressed, but, like, this is huge for you. Like, be happy. Like, I picture you being really happy about this opportunity rather than being so, like, I don't know, just pissed off at everyone. But it's Key, so.
I feel like Key really can't just be in the moment or, like, just have fun or I feel like she's always on defense, you know. She's always,
well, maybe,
like,
that has something to do with the whole weird thing that ended up happening
with her mom.
Like,
maybe that's
episode.
how she was raised. Because it really doesn't seem like she can just
take in the moment
and kind of,
she doesn't,
like,
process
back at everything and be like, we're in Vegas, I'm on a TV show, I'm doing, you know, I'm rapping tomorrow, my life dream, my mom is coming. There's three of us. We can go in the room with three beds. There's four of them. They can go in the room with four beds. Like a logical person, she kind of is like
petty.
It's petty, but also like a very childlike demeanor. Yeah. And it's like I just feel like a rational adult be like, oh, there's four. You know, it was just kind of weird.
Yeah.
So, but she wanted, you know, the big bed, and, you know, she wanted to make it all about herself, which I get. So the girls go out. Fran was turned up. Then Brie and Fran are naked, and they're drinking, and they're in the little jacuzzi, and they're talking. That was a heartwarming moment, them becoming BFFs.
Mm-hmm. That's cool.
Yeah,
like,
it was nice seeing them, you know, get
along.
They
beat the shit out of each other, and they're like, cool, man. Well, okay, maybe Brie beat the shit out of Fran, but...
It happens sometimes, you know? Fran got the best of her... I mean, you know, she put herself out there to get pops, so you gotta take one for the team.
Yeah.
You can't really be mad. You know,
what do you like? How do you guys get over that? Because obviously, you guys have been there in situations like that.
Oh, so if I,
like,
fight a girl, I'm not friends with her. No,
even like
anymore,
Amber.
Period.
What about Amber? She's an exception, right?
I know you caught me on that one. Well, me and Amber are long distance friends.
Oh, okay.
But
okay.
I mean, but really, we don't see each other that often. But we are cool.
Mm-hmm.
We have been cool. But the thing is, we weren't friends before that fight. Originally, you know, like. We just came into that house. So that's a different situation. But as far as, like, one of the girls, one of the major fights I ever had in my life, like, me and her were able to be cordial after. It was kind of weird because she ended up liking me, like, on some gay stuff after we fought. Oh. So I was, like, completely weirded out. I was thinking she was still going to be an enemy. And she was like, yeah, like, I like you. Come sit on my lap. And I was like, okay. Like, we had a fight. Like,
I don't remember this.
But the fight actually wasn't about us. So, I mean, I don't know. Not in this situation. I don't think so. Certain stuff I'll be able to excuse, but no.
Okay.
Yeah.
What about you, Camilla?
In Fran's situation? Or just in general with people?
In general.
In general, if I were to get in a fight with you, I probably will not be friends with you. I feel like if we had to throw bowls at each other, because I've, first of all, any of my friends I've never gotten a fight with. Physically, No. Mm-hmm. Right. I barely even get in arguments with my friends. Mm-hmm. We probably have disagreements, but it's never been like, bitch, you motherfucker. It's never like that. So
and if
for
it gets
me,
to that, then no.
If it's gotten to that, or just for instance, when I had a baby, I lost a lot of friends that I thought were my friends. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like, oh, you guys clearly weren't my friends, you know? Yep. So I just take it like that. Like, if I have to get in a fight with you physically, altercation, then we're never friends. Because it should never get to that point.
Yeah.
And if I do fight you, I'm not fighting.
I'm kind of off.
They did compare it to, like, the whole sister situation. Oh, you know, I fight with my sister. But, like, granted, not all sisters fight physically. But I don't know. But they're cool now, I hear. So.
Me, personally, I have gotten into so many physical altercations with my friends. And then, like, the next day woke up and we both were, like, laughing about it. Like, dude, I've gotten into some, like, fist fights.
And this is
like,
as an adult? Or maybe is that's when you were younger.
This is a girl thing. This is as an adult. As an adult, my best friend Julie, who lives in Boston, we literally have, like, been crazy, like her dragging me by my hair, me like punching her, like us getting into fights. Next day, us waking up laughing and thinking it's so funny. I mean,
you guys are drunk?
Just like when we were drunk, like you know, or we got into fights with other people, and then like you know, we were. I don't know. I've just, and not even her, other friends that I've gotten into like really bad fights with. Like I had a, I mean, if somebody was going to leave you damaged, you know, if they were gonna like pull out your hair, or if they were gonna like really fuck you, like punching you in the face, like really fuck you up, I don't know if I could be like so like forgiving about that. But for the most part, if we just like kind of get into a little bit of a scuffle, like what they had happen, I don't think I would be like, let me hold this against you for the rest of my life.
Yeah,
there's for their situation.
Yeah, there's security. Sorry. No,
I don't think it's for me the fight or the scuffle that they had. I feel like it's what the other one has said, what Francesca has said, and things like we could get into a fight, but certain things you say, and what's that little quote that's been going around or meme, like, remember what people say when they're mad to you, because that's what they really mean. So I just feel like her truth was her truth when she said it the first time, and that's the only reason why I'm really not, I don't like Francesca for that.
But what did she say?
I mean, just saying everything about her, like how she's dirty, she's nasty. I mean, if that's what Bree chooses to
still
do.
Though, we didn't hear her say dirty, but they said she said.
Fran called her like stripper bitch, like dirty.
Yeah, she said a lot of derogatory stuff about her. She did.
And in the heat of the moment,
it's just like, well, it wasn't the heat of the moment. It was the interview.
Now they got to know each other.
I personally think that Fran always wanted to be down with the get down with the good fun girls, and I think those are the fun girls. Like to me, it seemed like Seven was fun, but it seems like, I don't know, she's on the fence for me. Like I don't know whether to really like her or not to like her. It's kind of like I don't know about Seven, but Key is like, she has fun too, but she's always arguing and having a fucking mad time. So it's like nobody wants to go out with you because it's always a problem at the end of the day. So I think Fran is like, shit, these bitches get naked, they have fun, you know what I mean? It's no judging.
I don't care if my face got hit.
Right. I don't care if my face got hit. I want to have fun. Who wants to be in a house and be miserable every single day when you wake up and complaining about shit that don't even matter? Now, fast forward a little bit when we get to the end. I won't say what happened, but you know what happens to Key. That's a real moment that you have to be mad at and to be angry and to be, you know, irate about. But you didn't fucking been mad the whole season. It's like nobody cares that you mad this time. Who gives a fuck? You've been mad this whole time. I'm not going to continue to be mad because you're going around because you feel like you're mad and you can go around saying what you want to say when you want to say it.
Boy that cried wolf.
Yeah, she's like the boy that cries wolf. That's what Key is to me. It's just annoying.
I agree. So Key and Seven are super good nervous. What did you think that they're them being nervous was
good vibes?
Just, or do you think that it was like a little over the top?
I think it was maybe normal. Maybe the way editing they put it together, like, and that, then the music. It was just so
how, like,
dramatic.
Hoppa, I think, how Hoppa came in, just get to it out of nowhere. Yeah, there was like trouble practicing. Like it's like, come on,
That's like shit really happens like that. So I would think that that was like a real nervous moment for them.
I'm sure that it was their first legit like performance. So like I can understand why but still the editing was like
we used to rap and had a performance. Well, and nobody knew that, but we used to rap when we were like 16, and people we had a performance where the mic went out, and what do? You keep rapping, you know. So you just have things that happen in production that you have to just kind of ride it with, and those, that was a good tactic that they, or if they pretended that it was messing up or whatever, because it made them nervous.
I was thinking that too. I was like, I wonder if production like did that. Like, oh, of the course. Mic's not working. Mm-hmm. Everyone's like, oh no. Mm-hmm. What if this happens tonight?
No way. Vegas is a number one spot. Stuff don't happen like that in Vegas, you know?
I felt like Key totally understand why she'd be nervous. Was she lip syncing or was she actually rapping?
Well, when you perform, you lip sync.
Yeah, because it seemed to me that she was lip syncing. But even with the lip syncing, if she was or wasn't, I'm not sure. Mm-hmm. I felt like her being nervous makes sense. You know, she's up there, she's performing, she's rapping. It's her own song. People are going to, you know, like take that and be like, oh, is she good or is she not good? With Seven...
But you have to bring in the set.
Yeah, Hoppa was there, so he could have been doing like all the work. Like,
That was a little dramatic because you know what I thought was funny too is she was like, "There's not enough girl DJs. There's a lot of girl DJs."
I was literally like, "Ooh, let me go in the phone," and it was like 20 something top female DJs that they listed. Dude, and I was like,
"There are so many."
There are, and I aspire too, so I do a little DJ.
Right.
I have a friend I could hook you up with if you're
really?
My friend.
I wanted to get lessons, and I had somebody, but they're so far away. So.
My friend lives in LA. Her name is DJ Sophia Lynn. If you guys want to look her up, nice. She is so cool. I've been with her when she performed in Vegas, and she does everything herself. Like, she mixes everything. Like, she's like an actual DJ. She can try stuff. But what it looked like with Seven was that
just pushing the button.
She pushed button A. No, did you hear what he said? He said, all you have to do is push button A. That's it. Mm-hmm. And when she came in, the guy was like, oh, do you want the laptop? Because, like, when you use the laptop, you're actually changing the stuff.
Right.
She's like, no USB.
And she was like, no, it's a USB. So she just, like, plugged in her USB with all of, like, everything.
The music tapped on it.
And I don't think that she even, like, pre-mixed anything. Because, I mean, I don't know if she knows how to do that. I'm not sure. Maybe she did. I don't know, maybe. But he said, he was like, oh, just press button A. And then he was standing next to her, too, the whole time. And she's just like.
Yeah.
So I was like, girl, what? She looked like she was going to throw up. Like, she looked like she was about to perform Shakespeare without really without like ever performing it before. It's like, girl, like that. No, but that was just, it was weird to me how she looked so nervous. I mean, maybe it was the editing. I don't know. Mm-hmm. But it seemed like she did a good job. Of course, we couldn't really hear what she was
mixing.
What she mixed because, you know, it's, they have to like pay, you know, for the songs to use them on the air. But yeah, I think that Seven did good. All the girls said she did good.
Mm-hmm.
I just thought her being like super nervous was a little like
I thought it was awesome how like all the girls, despite their differences, they still supported Key. That was awesome. Like I
think Kiana, like I love her for that. She's very positive, like, okay, let's put our differences aside because this is something they're doing and I know it's important to them. So I really like that, and I kept writing that. I wrote it like 2 or 3 times on my paper.
It's like you don't have to like each other, but you're still going to support each other, like with your occupation, your goals, your dream. Like that was cool. That was really cool. And Bree, even Say, and of course Fran, they were all there. They got up on stage, and so that was really cool.
Yeah,
like, I was like, all right,
yeah, I love that.
I really like that they all support each other.
So, shout out to them. Damn.
And Brie doing that booty shake.
Oh, yeah.
She has a nice little tush, huh?
She's got to teach me that.
She should have when she was
in. You know, she tried to, but I'm not working with that much. Yeah,
you should link up with her when you go to Vegas.
Wear the right stuff.
Awesome.
You have to wear some tights with all
Yeah, I was just about to say, you got to wear the right stuff.
Don't wear panties at all. Yeah, booties. You know, I don't have a butt, but I can twerk.
Yeah, I just kind of did it a little bit when we were pregnant.
You have to go like this.
I'd be pretending to do it, but you know.
Oh,
yeah, there you go.
Okay.
All right.
Sorry, guys. I
can just listen. No, this is very...
You should give me some lessons. I know. I kind of wanted to go to her strip club and like see if Kiki wanted to go with me. I'm going to be there for a week.
Yeah, definitely.
I kind of want to do that thing. You know, they were doing the...
the zip line?
The zip line
is fun.
There's so much fun stuff to do in Vegas.
I know. I want to do it. I don't think Dave can do it, though, because there's, like, a weight limit.
Oh.
So, he can't ride a horse because there's a weight limit. I was, like, so sad. Oh, I was like, what? There's weight limits on horses?
Yeah.
Ugh. So, I want to do it, but I guess he could just take pictures of me.
Well, that's Good to get some good Instagram pictures.
Like,
I'm like, could I get on the horse?
I know. I was all these things I want to do. I'm like, oh, this and this. And he's like, there's weight limits. I'm like,
well, tell him he better lose some of the weight.
I know. Because
baby girl gonna need to be doing some activities. You better get him in the gym.
I know.
Say, no, baby, you don't need to get the gym. Just lose a little weight.
He works out every day too. Well, you know what it is? He was almost 600 pounds, mm-hmm. and he lost like 300 pounds.
Wow.
So yeah. So I think when I met him too, he was like maybe 150 pounds lighter than he is now. But then we worked out every day, and he stopped kind of working out. And like once you're already obese, you then it's easier for you to gain weight.
Mm.
So like even if we don't work out every day, we're not gonna like blow up. But if he doesn't work out every day and if he doesn't eat right, he can gain weight really fast. Really so it's like fast. Oh. Mm. But yeah, he's trying to lose some weight.
The struggle.
I know, because it's a struggle for me, shit.
It's a struggle for me because he can't ride horses, and I want to ride some.
But he can take you those sweet, bomb-ass Instagram photos.
Yeah.
Right? See? Girl.
I can ride his horse.
Damn, I missed this conversation.
Jump on that horse, girl.
Always, always.
Yes. So Kevin, I just said Kevin. No. So Seven and Keith do a radio show in the morning mayhem. I thought it was pretty interesting. I like the morning show. I thought they did a really good job.
It was interesting that Shay didn't go with them. Like,
yeah, maybe she wasn't invited. Maybe she slept
in. I don't know.
Maybe it was like too many people or something. Or I don't know. Maybe she didn't want to like take away from their shine.
Mm-hmm.
But it was really nice that they like gave Shay a shout out. And she cried. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh my God, that was
cute.
That was so cute that she was crying.
Just to even hear them on the radio for themselves is like, that's a big deal. You know?
I agree.
Oh, she didn't go because she was making that hat. She was designing a hat or something. Or something.
No, I think that was after.
That was
like
that was.
I was like, girl, I'm going to sleep.
It's
early in the morning at the morning shows.
I feel like because she was up, she probably just didn't want to take away their shine, you know?
Yeah.
Like,
mm-hmm. Okay.
But I thought it was so funny how Fran was like, I'm like, I'm sleeping. I'm not getting up. Mm-hmm. And she's like, they have Dunkin' Donuts. She's like, they have Dunkin' Donuts.
Dunkin' Donuts. That'll be coffee.
Me. That'll be me.
For all of you West Coast born and raised
people. We have Dunkin' Donuts now.
There's like one.
You have Dunkin' Donuts now. But in the East Coast, Dunkin' Donuts is everywhere. Mm. Like yes, there are some Starbucks, but there's no Coffee Bean. But there is Dunkin' Donuts everywhere. And it's like so much better and so much cheaper than Starbucks. Yeah. Everybody goes there. So I just thought that was so funny because like people freak out. Like I remember when they were putting in the Dunkin' Donuts here and people were like, oh my God, Dunkin' Donuts. So I thought that was so cute that she like jumped up. So Shayla designs the hat. What'd y'all think about the hat?
I thought it was cute.
I don't know.
I think less is best.
I think so too. But she was kind of like tripping out over some like hot glue over the hat. So I was like, girl, it's not that serious.
Like, well, if you have to think, this is her craft. This is something that she really wants to do. So she has to take it serious.
About it.
Because if you put a hat out there and someone say, hey,
I can see
Pete,
that glue right
there. I want to see who made your hat. And she's like, hey, I want, and then that's a product. You have to be on it. So I think that she did, she took what she needed to do first.
It looked nice. Like, I'll say, like, I was like, okay, you could have, like, bought that, like, in a store. So, like, I was like, okay. Okay,
yeah,
but still.
It looked nice. And I liked that they went and got it, like, professionally embroidered. And then she added her own touch. And I thought that less was more.
I liked it a lot.
So, Fran, Kiki, Say, and Brie, they hand out flyers, which that was...
Oh, I didn't even remember that.
That was so sweet that they handed out flyers because they honestly could have been like productions like, here, hand out these flyers, and they could have thrown them in the trash and been like, all right, handed them out. Because, I mean, like, Key and Seven are so mean and like, hostile towards them, but they didn't
do
that.
And they still supported.
They were still like...
And they didn't have to do any of that at all. They could have turned their backs while they performed and turned up with themselves or didn't show up to the performance at all.
And I feel like they're not grateful.
They're not.
To their roommates, their castmates.
Clearly.
Like, they think like...
They owed you that?
Like,
yeah.
No,
especially knowing how the episode ended. Like, damn. Like, damn.
Yeah, pretty...
It's very hostile and weird. And I mean, if it wasn't for Key, then Seven and Shay would be like on their team.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of like, ugh. Key. We want to like you. Everybody wants to like you.
Every time I start feeling empathy for her, literally, like the next thing that they show is something, and I just. Digress. Like, oh, okay, I'm feeling sorry for her right now. Okay, I'm feeling... Oh, never mind. Okay, I really have
it's okay,
try.
You don't have to try. No.
I have.
No. We're all in the same boat here.
So, when Seven calls, they're at the rehearsal. Seven calls her coach, and he comes in, and she starts crying.
Surprises her.
Yeah, surprises her. I thought that was really sweet. But honestly, I was, like, nervous for her, seeing how nervous she was. And I was like, oh, God, you know, she's going to have to be, like, she's going to be mixing, and she's going to be, you know, I was thinking that she was really
No, I was, too.
I thought she was really going to be DJing.
Well, I was thinking all of this stuff.
I thought she was like, oh, my gosh,
she has to think about timing, everything, like, when to come in, when to go out, when to turn the volume, like...
That's what
it's
I
a lot
thinking.
When you're really learning.
Dude, I thought she was going to be using turntables. I was like, oh, God, I feel nervous for her. Like, she's unprepared. This is her first show ever, and she's going to be in Vegas. And then when I found out that it was just like, press button A, and that's it. Those were his actual instructions. I was like.
I think we didn't really get a good deal of what she probably was doing because it was so, because we can't even hear the records that she's playing. So I don't even think we were able to really grasp what she really was doing, if she was doing. I've been
so
around
DJs
before.
Maybe she mixed it beforehand?
She probably didn't even have to mix it because I personally have a friend that is a DJ and he does around the world and he just has, it's a new app or something where they have, it's not mixing, but it's on the computer where you mix.
Yeah.
Right. You
yeah.
know, so it's like you just doop-doop-doop-doop, so it's not too technical.
That's why I think
you know
he
I mean?
Asked her if she wanted the laptop.
Mm-hmm. So but, who knows what she did. I
so,
mean,
yeah,
hopefully
she
did more
computer.
Than push the fucking button.
I mean,
she
that's,
needed backup.
I mean, but I did hear him say, just push A if you need to, you know, just...
He said, just push A, that's all you have to do. And then she didn't, she wasn't using her hand, she was just like this. So...
I think maybe that's, you know, you automatically, in a DJ, probably...
I mean,
out,
it
I
just,
know.
It seemed
well,
like she was just playing a playlist.
Stuff, like, I thought she was going to be like, hey, okay, coming in,
yeah.
1, 2, 3, brrr, you know, whatever you say as DJ.
So, I don't know if Seven's really got what it takes to be a DJ, but if she wants to pursue it, I mean, good for her. So, doo-doo-doop. We talked about that. The girls go to that, they go in this, like, huge bus. That was a super cool party bus.
Vegas
right?
has super cool party buses.
I liked it a lot.
Get the green one. It's called the green machine.
What is that, the green machine?
Mm-hmm.
The girls go to the show. Mm-hmm. Seven's super nervous. Key's mom comes to support her. What did you all think about her mom coming to support her? Don't talk about the other thing yet, but just like her mom.
I thought that was cool, actually. Mm-hmm. Overall, I was like, oh,
yeah.
That was
you gotta
nice.
Have your mom come support. That's me, you know, she's
yeah,
down
it's a
mom.
Big deal.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And it's like you get a different feel for a girl when you see like her family member. I don't know about you guys, but like
yeah.
it's like, oh, shit.
A softer side.
Yeah, this yeah. and it's like Key. Like, I'm not a fan of Key, I don't really like Key, but like seeing her mom, you remember, like, oh, she's a human,
she's a
like,
people.
Right?
I have a mom too, so like you can kind of
yeah,
like,
relate to her,
identify
yeah.
with her, even though you
yeah.
don't like her,
yeah.
you know. So mm-hmm. it's like we're all human at the end of the day, so at the end of the day. I don't know. It was nice. It was nice, okay?
Sorry about that yawn.
So,
came out of nowhere.
Key performs, and she does an amazing job, as we talked about. And Shayla does an amazing job. Everybody gets up, supports her. Super cool. And then Key's mom tells her that her uncle passed.
So sad.
What did you think about her mom telling her that the uncle passed at that moment?
Why?
Yeah, that yeah. was. I personally think that
why
was.
Why at that moment?
Yeah.
Why
she should have saved that for at home or
got,
when she got
yeah.
back.
That ain't.
Like, why would you want to spoil your daughter's happy
yeah.
moment? I mean, granted, that is something important to tell your child, but at that moment, like,
yeah.
right, mm-hmm. there's like a place and time for everything. And I just think that her mom said it at a wrong time,
yeah.
even though it's not a right time or a wrong
yeah.
time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I just think that particular moment, was,
yeah,
I feel like
yeah.
she should have let her experience that happiness and, you know, engage with her fans
yeah.
that she just, you know.
Yeah.
But she stole her happiness.
Yeah.
And I
yeah.
feel like that was fucked up.
Yeah.
On and her mom's part.
They
Which goes back to why he probably has a problem anyway
mm.
with being happy in the moment throughout the whole season.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's like...
Something always comes up
yeah.
and
yeah.
steals
mm-hmm.
the sunshine.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
mm-hmm.
I just didn't get that. Like... I don't want to say her mom was dumb for that, but it was kind of like a duh. Like,
unless yeah. they're just like, really close to the point of they have to be on the same page, like, at all times. And granted, you're on this TV show, so you want to be on the same page as much as possible. So, and then, like, we were talking, like, is it shady? Is it production having a hand in it? But, like,
right.
it's just a lot to think about. It was one of the standouts for sure in the episode. So, I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you couldn't help but feel bad for Key.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
For
and kind of confused because it was like, Mm-hmm. Should she have told her? Should she not have told her? I guess I can see it from both angles. Like, yeah. maybe this was the only moment that the mm-mm. mom was going to see her for a while, so she wanted yeah. to do it in but person.
Yeah, you still have the
but
phone.
But you could have waited. Yeah, you could have waited for all of that, because at the end of the day, your daughter just went and performed. Let her have her happy moment. Simmer down. When she was back at home, hey, babe, guess what? I wanted to tell you this before you performed, and I wanted to tell you after, but you were so excited and happy that I couldn't steal your sunshine.
Exactly.
But, baby, your uncle passed away, your favorite uncle. Boom.
Exactly.
You gonna say it right when I fucking get off the stage? Mm-hmm. That's fucked up. Yeah. I don't care, mama or auntie, I mean, or not.
That was right after the performance.
Yeah,
too,
literally.
Like, she couldn't, it was like a second like of happiness, and it was moment. Like, boom.
But question. So she said that her uncle was kind of a father figure to her. So I don't know her background. I don't know if she has a father or not. But let's just say your father was to pass away, and you did this big performance, and your mom came. And then after the performance, do you think if it was your father?
No, I want to know after. I'm on a show. I'm filming. I do not want to. Let me tell you. Yeah. This happened. This is why it connects with me. Such a big, I feel it, because when on my 30th birthday, you know, your 30th birthday is something special, something big deal, you know. I'm in Mexico having a good time. My aunt, my godmother, what should I call her, my aunt, died on Thursday. Right when I went to Mexico, they hid it from me for 4 days because they knew how I felt about my godmother. And if I was to be in Mexico, it was no way I was going to be happy out there knowing my godmother passed away, you know. And when I came back, the only time I found out is because somebody said it on Facebook. And they were pissed that it was brought to my attention, because they didn't want... Her daughter was like, do not tell Camila. Wait till she flies back home. Wait till she gets on the plane. Don't tell her in Mexico. Yeah. But what happened? I found out 2 days before and I flipped. Why? You know, why?
Yeah.
It was a heartbreaking situation. You just don't want to go through that. Especially on camera.
Yeah.
You don't want people to see you at that moment. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. And it's going to be there forever, like on YouTube. Like, the fans are always going to remember, like, what leads up to it.
And the show is, you know, dwindling down. I mean, I don't think they have maybe another 2 weeks in the house at that point. Maybe that.
Season finale.
Yeah, because there's one more show. So let's say they had another 2 weeks. Should her mom just have waited for 2 weeks?
Well, I think they really, honestly, I feel like producers probably egged that on. I mean, not saying egged it on, but wanted, you know, okay, maybe it's the perfect time to tell her now. You know, and when you hear something from a producer, somebody, this big honcho guy, okay, well, let me, and you're not even thinking of a reality of what's going on. You're thinking, oh, okay, they want this captured on TV to see Key in a soft moment. They've been seeing Key turned up all season. This is her final moment to cry on camera. This is what they wanted. You don't think that? Come on now, just think back to y'all seasons.
Yeah.
But didn't she cry in the beginning about not seeing her mom?
Oh, I don't remember that.
That's mean. Okay, so Brie, she's crying because she misses her friends. She's she's outside. She's talking to Sayora, and she's, you know, and then Key comes out, who is not crying at this point, and they're all smoking, and Key's like, what's wrong with you? And she's like, oh, she misses her friends. And then Brie just removes herself from the situation. She goes inside, which I commend her for that. She was taking, you know, like, adult initiative to be like, okay, this person and I are just not going to get along. I'm going to go inside. And then Key is just going off about how she shouldn't be nervous or she shouldn't be sad, and how, you know, she just lost her uncle. And what did y'all think about that whole fight?
Okay.
Do you think that Key was in the wrong? Do you think he was in the right? Do you think Brie was in the right? Brie was in the wrong?
When she was thinking about her uncle, I mean, yeah, to your friends is in Vegas. You're about to see him in 2 weeks. I don't think that compares to losing an uncle. But, I mean, I can't tell you not to cry about not seeing your friends either, you know?
Because, like, you have to focus on your own issues right now.
I think he just wanted it to be a focus about her, and it wasn't again. Exactly. The attention wasn't focused on her.
And just seeing her, you could tell that she was drinking, like...
And she was just angry, and she was already mad, and I could see it. She was probably at a place where she's just like, I'm ready to fuck some shit up. I've been not liking you, you know? Because the next part of what's going to happen is when I say... Bucky.
Damn.
Yeah, I felt bad for Brie. I was kind of, I mean, I have a lot of friends that I care about, but I don't think I've ever, like, you know, been, like, crying. So I'm like, I'm not going to see you for 2 weeks. But she did say they were, like, her family. So, you know, maybe they're like super close friends. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Maybe they had lived together at some point. I don't know. But it's not a competition of who's more sad who has bigger woes in their life. And that's what I, with Key, her being so upset was kind of a little like off-putting. Like, mm-hmm. can she not cry because she's upset?
Yeah.
Right. Because you're also upset. And right. it's not like Brie was running around the house like hysterically right.
she's
crying.
In her own zone.
Yeah, like Brie wasn't making it about herself. She wasn't yeah. like, I could understand if Key was upset about her uncle and then Brie is just hysterically crying, getting all the camera time, you know, like, oh my God, I miss my friends. But she didn't do that. She was mm-hmm. outside alone, didn't, you know, wasn't starting anything. So then Brie goes inside. Key is still outside talking shit.
Mm-hmm.
Shay goes inside, which was kind of a little weird that Shay is playing both sides.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, good person. I mean,
she's been doing that all season,
yeah.
though.
Mm-hmm. So Shay goes inside to just check on Brie. Brie is still crying. You know, she's just a little emotional. And then Key comes out.
Yep.
And Key is like, you know, you're talking shit about me, blah, blah, blah. Everybody's talking shit. Key grabs Brie by her neck, and then Brie, like, really laid
transformed
in.
Her ass.
Like,
yeah.
Brie went hard. She did. Like, good. She, you know, she did a, like, Brie really took her down, which it was very weird that later Key was saying, oh, Brie ran up on me.
No, you walked up and you was like, gang, yeah. Even Brie was like, you just like, lost your chill. Uncle, just chill, yeah. you just lost your uncle. And then she said, whoop. Bitch, you gotta go.
Mm-hmm.
You deserve to get every yep. licks and hits you got. I don't care if your uncle died.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
You attacked me, and you're gonna get your ass beat after this. Like, yeah. that's mm-hmm. grounds for termination. Like, you can't just go around attacking people because your
yeah.
uncle died. And already gave you, she said she gave you real respect. She was like, I helped right. you, I came to your show.
Right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I did a lot, bitch, for your ass. You know what I'm saying? It's it. It's a wrap.
Mm-hmm.
What do you want from me?
Yeah. And for Seven to get so upset and wanting to fight Kiki for, like, remember when Kiki was like, oh, yeah, you beat her ass. Like, whoa. It's like Seven.
But you did. She you did beat her ass. That's yeah. I would have said that, too. If somebody yeah. ran up to my friend and grabbed my friend by the neck, and then my friend, without any help from anyone else, like, really gave it to her mm-hmm. good, I'd be like, you beat her ass.
Especially
Kayla, when... you beat her ass. Like, you beat her ass. Like,
that was, like, my highlight of the fucking night, because
yeah.
I was like...
Yeah.
Yes! Like, that would be totally be like, bitch, you fucked her. Mm-hmm. They stand it all low because you don't really want to be, like, too loud. But you definitely want to know, like, you got
to... But, like, yeah.
And she's excited.
She seemed like she was saying it low, too. I was like, damn, Seven's got some ears on her.
Nope.
Seven can hear everything, damn.
Yeah.
And then here comes Seven. Like, for what?
Girl. Mm-hmm. Oh.
Now you want to fight the girl that you know can't fight?
Yeah.
Don't fight Brie.
That was too much. Like, I don't know why Seven was so angry. Seven's upset because... And then it was just funny that they all were like... They were like, you know, I was in my weak spot. Like, you just had this happen. Like, you were weak. You were weak. It's like...
No, you weren't.
Bitch, were you weak when you were talking shit? Were you weak when you ran up and grabbed my neck? Right.
No. She got like, weak because she got ill. She got tech on TV.
Yes.
That's what I was scared of.
It's like, dude, if somebody runs up... Oh, and I hated it when she was... She ran up. She ran up. Brie did not run up. Brie was literally standing
still. First of all, she was like this on the freaking window. I mean, she had no room to move.
She wasn't running up, so she's like, she ran up. It's like, what are you talking about? No, nobody ran up. And then
funny.
And then later, when they got into the... Okay, so the girls get back to the house.
Mm-hmm.
And then this was like, dun, 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 like the big fight or another fight. It's an ambush. So we got Seven and we got Key, who are all set to, you know, they're set to rock. They're like got their hair up, earrings out, sneakers, like they're ready to fight. But then they ran up. If we want to talk about running up.
Yeah.
They ran up to Brie and to Kiki. And it was just so weird. It was just such like a weird fight. Like that's like a coward's fight, you know? Mm-hmm. Just like, and they're putting down their bags. They're coming in. It was very weird. That whole thing to me. What'd y'all think?
Bullshit.
Stupid. We're going to talk about it next week, though. Because we're going to see everything fall.
Yeah, and stupid. I was a little disappointed. I was like, they're not going to finish the fight, like, on this episode? Really?
I hate when they do that. It's like, you basically show us everything. So just show us the damn clip.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's the season's finale. Nothing's going to happen other than that, so.
Well, I hope that Seven and... Key get their asses beat. Because that would be so... Because, I mean, honestly, if they ran up and they were the ones that got their asses beat
exactly.
and Key for a second time within, like, a two-day span, That would warm my heart. Yeah. Awesome. Warm my heart. All right, y'all. So I will not be here next week. Miss Camilla will be taking over. Please call in. We're probably going to have calls next week. We can't tonight. I'm sorry. We started a little late. We had some technical difficulty. How can they find you everywhere on social media?
You can find me at The Real Camilla P, Instagram and Snapchat. And if you're on Twitter still, find me out. I am Camilla P. Excuse me.
And follow me on all social media platforms at Ollie Jammer.
And for me, you can find me at BadGirlKC. That's going to be the Twitter and the Snapchat. And the Instagram is Back by Popular Demand. That's with two Ks, y'all.
You can find me everywhere at Kristen Kelly TV. I'm going to leave a comment underneath so you can go follow my YouTube channel. And I just posted that video of Kiki and Brie from last week. Also, my Snapchat is Miss Chris Kelly. All right, guys. What was that? Guys. All right, guys. I'll see you in 2 weeks. Bye.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz see you later, bitch.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.